From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The man facing nearly 180 charges for the 2015 shootings at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs appeared in court again today and was again deemed incompetent to stand trial. Robert Deer will return to the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo with another court date scheduled for the end of November. The shootings nearly 2 years ago killed three people and injured nine others. About 800 people were in Denver this week for the Colorado Oil and Gas Association's annual energy summit. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett discussed the future of the industry.
Both senators praised the oil and gas sector for creating high-paying jobs and boosting Colorado's economy. But Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says the industry must tackle the hard questions like climate change and work with concerned citizens. He also urged innovation.
Somebody is going to engineer our way to a lower carbon future. I would rather that be the United States of America than China.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says the country is better off reducing carbon emissions and pollution and supporting wind and solar to a point.
Where I draw the line is I'm not willing to hurt the economy. And I'm not willing to drive up costs on those who can least afford it.
Colorado has long been the epicenter on the discussion over fracking and environmental regulations. Governor John Hickenlooper recently unveiled new guidelines after a fatal home explosion last spring caused by a severed oil and gas flow line. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.